Ukraine security issue.
More than 10 million Ukrainians were left without electricity due to Russian missile attacks on Ukraine's energy sector. Most of them are in Vinnytsia, Odessa, Sumy regions and Kyiv. This was announced by the President Volodymyr Zelensky. The large-scale destruction of energy facilities in Ukraine caused by Russian missile strikes on November 15th and 17th may lead to power outages in some regions for several days. This was told by the executive director of DTEC company Dmytro Sakharuk. The situation is under control, but very difficult. The Russians caused very serious damage to transmission facilities. These are substations that transmit electricity from one district to another, through which many regions in the center and in the west are fed. One of the thermal power plants was hit, which stopped working due to damage. Emergency shutdown schedules are now being used throughout the country. Some areas are very significantly restricted. This will continue until the first restoration work begins. It is currently not possible to significantly reduce the volume of outages due to significant damage, said Dmytro Sakharuk. By shelling Ukrainian critical infrastructure, the Kremlin is trying to sway Ukraine to negotiations. This was officially recognized in Moscow. As reported by the Russian mass media, Putin's press secretary Dmytro Peskov said that the lack of light and heat in many areas of Ukraine, I quote, "These are the consequences of the actions of the Kyiv authorities, which refuse to negotiate," end of quote. The Russian Federation began to demand negotiations due to the difficult situation on the battlefield. Given the lack of any military progress, Russia needs a pause, believes Serhiy Leshchenko, advisor to the head of President's office. In the absence of any progress, plus a wave of discontent due to mobilization, the Russians need a pause. That's why they started working through all the platforms. First of all, the world ones. This topic is not so important in Russia itself. As if Putin is ready for negotiations, and Zelensky allegedly doesn't want to talk to him. But Zelensky has a simple answer. Initially deoccupation or voluntary departure, and then negotiations. If you leave voluntarily and we don't take you out by force, it will only make your fate easier and bring the moment of negotiations closer. They are not ready for this yet. So the liberation of Ukrainian lands with the help of our heroic armed forces of Ukraine will continue, said Serhiy Leshchenko. The Board of Governors of the IAEA called on Russia to immediately withdraw its troops from the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant and abandon its unsubstantiated claims to the ownership of this plant. This is stated in the IAEA resolution, Reuters reports. Experts also state that pressure on Ukrainian operational personnel is unacceptable. Out of 35 members of the IAEA Council, 24 countries voted in favor of the resolution to oppose, namely Russia and China. The court in The Hague issued the first verdicts against those guilty of the crash of the Dutch Airlines MH17 in 2014. President Volodymyr Zelensky praised the Dutch court decision as important, but said that the masterminds who ordered the missile attack should also face trial because the feeling of impunity would lead to new crimes. This decision is not just about three murderers. Russia lied a lot about this disaster, but still the key facts were established. Now the perpetrators have been convicted and the basis is provided to convict the guilty at higher level. Those who bear full personal responsibility for the crime of aggression against Ukraine, the original crime that gave rise to all the others committed by the Russians since 2014. This is something without which it is actually impossible to protect the world from the repetition of such wars as Russian aggression against our state, said Volodymyr Zelensky. Russian Foreign Ministry has already stated that they don't recognize the verdict of the Hague District Court in this case, as it seems to have a political order. Russia is unlikely to extradite the accused to the Netherlands, Alexander Matvichuk, head of the Center for Civil Liberties, believes.
ми можемо собі легко передбачити, що Росія відмовиться це виконувати, але це в тому числі означає, що тепер
we can easily predict that Russia will refuse to comply with this decision, but this means that there are now legal grounds for the Netherlands to request the arrest of these people if they appear outside the Russian Federation in the territory of those countries that respect the rule of law. History shows that the authoritarian regimes fall, and people who believe that they will never face trial and punishment will still face it, said Oleksandra Matvichuk. As it was reported earlier on November the 17th, the District Court of The Hague, which is considering the case of the downing of the airliner MH17, found Igor Girkin, as well as his subordinate fighters Sergei Dubinsky and Leonid Harchenko, guilty of shooting down the plane, and sentenced them to life imprisonment and payment of 16 million euros in compensation to the families of the dead. Also during the announcement of the verdict, the court announced the falsification of the evidence provided by the Russian side. The court recognized that Russia controlled the so-called Donetsk People's Republic, DPR, at the time the airliner was shot down. Boeing 777 was shot down on July the 17th, 2014. 298 people died. The European Parliament agreed on a resolution recognizing Russia as a sponsor of terrorism, and it is expected that the document will be put to a vote in the European Parliament during the session on November 21st, 24th, said the member of the European Parliament Andrius Kubilius. The Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe was the first organization to unanimously adopt a resolution calling the Russian Federation a terrorist regime. A number of parliaments of European countries, including Poland, the Czech Republic, Lithuania and Estonia, have already passed a decision to recognize the Russian Federation as a terrorist regime.